We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hoyt's first pitch is hit hard to center field in the air toward the gap. Sierra going back, looking up. That one's gone. Dansby Swanson with a two-run blast. It's 9-4. Fly ball hit to center off a cutter, hit deep, going back as Acuna at the wall. He's got it on the warning track, one step from the fence, and the Braves have grabbed game one. A six-run seventh inning, and the Braves, the energy level sky high after the hit batsman of Acuna in the bottom half of the third inning, and they made the Marlins pay dearly. Final score of game one, Braves 9, Marlins 5.
I knew he didn't hit him on purpose with Acuna. He's a guy you got. You can't just lay the ball out over the plate, you know. And obviously that ball I looked at it was a good ways in, but he's trying to run the ball off the plate in there, or run it off. It got further out than what he wanted, or further in than what he wanted.
Rondo makes his move, drives again back to Davis. Davis for three, bang! Anthony Davis from downtown. Timeout Miami. And that'll do it. The Lakers bounce back after that disappointing loss in Game 3 and are back in control of these NBA Finals. Anthony Davis, a slow start in this one after a rough Game 3. LeBron James, same thing, but both turned it on in the second half.
This was a throwback game, and there were some moments of truth, you know, there at the end. And probably the bottom line is they won those moments of truth. You know, we had some reads. You know, they are long, and they are an extremely good defensive team. So your windows happen much quicker. Thought we had some opportunities, but you do have to credit their defense, and they just made some more plays, you know, going down the stretch.
Very well put by Eric Spoelstra, man. They were right there with just a few minutes left. Chances, plenty of them, and it was the Lakers that made five or six different plays, whatever it was. It was one of your favorite plays at about, let me see, sometime between 20 to 12 and 10 to 12 last night, whatever time it was, on those plays that you saw. For me, the big one was Jimmy missed a three-point shot to put him up by one, which was a nice little comeback at that point. He misses. They get the rebound, get it out quickly, and hit the shot. Caldwell Pope hits a shot in the corner three, so now they're up five. The Lakers are, instead of down one. So that was
A big turnaround, absolutely.
That was a shot, man. I know, right. different plays. AD's big three at the end there. You heard that, woo! Boy, LeBron was jacked up, like, somebody make one of these damn big threes. But they did. They made the hustle plays. No, we've talked about that, but for everybody out there, 305-567-0560, any big plays as you were watching that you saw that was kind of the difference in the game?
Felt like those offensive rebounds played a big role for the Lakers, especially having their guards crash the boards the way that they did, didn't it?
Yeah, those guys.
I mean, Rondo just coming in there, Caruso coming in there. Those guys are just keeping plays alive. And I just thought the Heat defended so well, and to give that kind of effort and then, you know, to have one of those guards sneak in and keep those plays alive is just kind of deflating.
I think I was a little surprised. Rondo, I don't know how much time was left. He couldn't make a shot. He was throwing up bricks from three. He drives to the basket, and everybody's looking to defend. Nobody thinks he's going to take it in for a layup, and he gets the easy layup because Bam's trying to figure out where he's going to throw it instead of block the shot, which he would have. And so that one, and then Caldwell Pope running out of time. They're playing great defense. Drives to the basket on Duncan Robinson.
That was a killer also.
And one had a little sting to it as well. So, and LeBron made a bunch of free throws, man. He knocked down a bunch of free throws. So there were different plays during that. By the way, that stat they threw up, the Lakers are 55-0 this year when leading after three.
Jeez.
I was thinking, no way. Like, that's 55-0 after having the lead after three quarters. And that is
ridiculous.
Yeah, they threw that one up, and I was like, wow. By the way, Anthony Davis, some of those blocks around the basket were pretty impressive. I mean, I get Jimmy's got him after a while, and he's so long that you're going, jeez, this is – and AD goes, here, Jimmy, there's one shot I'm going to let you take if you want it. If you want it, I'm going to let you shoot threes. But outside of that, if you're going to basket, I'm playing long on you, man.
Right.
And that's one long athletic dude with a real, real sweet touch. So their big two turned it up in the second half after each guy having – just 8 points in the first half, came out big. LeBron ended up kind of with a quiet 20 in the second half. But, I'll tell you, LeBron turned the ball over. Like, it looked like he had turned over about 15 times last night to start the game.
I think he had five early ones. We're talking like five real early ones.
Stupid pass across the court, like that you tell rookies get benched for. And I was like, what is he doing, man? And the Heat are so good at anticipation on those kind of passes. But anyway, hey, listen, as Spo said, they made all the plays. And then the game earlier in our other playoff game, the Marlins got off to a nice start, cruising along. Alcantara looked great pitching, had 8 strikeouts, gave up just the 3 earned runs, but they had a 4-3 lead through 6. And then they're saying, because I don't know if it's true, and I always love when Acuña Jr. got hit, they were saying, well, once he got hit, we got all fired up. I don't know if that's the case, but they had one hell of a seventh inning, scoring 6 runs, including a couple of home runs. And, of course, the story you heard Don Mattingly talking about was Acuña starts with his first at-bat and hits a bomb and watches it and flips the bat. Now, I don't know how you old school guys are, man. I don't know if you're changing. I know we've done this before in this show. With these young guys that want to enjoy baseball and have fun and, you know, and some of the stuff they're doing when they hit home runs now, and there's still a bunch of old school guys, act like you've been there, hit the home run, put your bat down and get around the bases and, you know, and go back in the dugout. And a lot of guys are like, no, man, I want to celebrate more.
Right.
I want to enjoy myself. I'm going to flip the bat. That's kind of like the spike.
Ball. Right.
That's the spike in the end zone. It's, you know, I want to have a little fun. Look over at my teammates. I got them. And that guy sitting out on the mound, I mean, Alcantara can say whatever he wants. He was pissed. I mean, he was pissed.
After the game, too.
Threw inside. Well, they were looked like they.
If he's ready to fight, I'm ready to fight, too. That's a hell of a quote after the game.
Took a little step like they might be interested, and then everybody kind of calmed down and, So you hear it after the game. You heard Don Mattingly say, well, we were pitching inside. And that one got away a little bit. And, yeah, it hit him. It was too far inside. But, you know, you got to pitch the guy inside. He's one of the better hitters in baseball. And I'm like, is it because he's one of the better hitters in baseball? Or is it because he did a little celebration on that first home run? I don't know what you're thinking out there if you saw it. And there's still a lot of guys that – there's a lot of guys I know that hate the hot dog with extra mustard. They don't like it, man. Like, no, hit it, man. Don't show me up. I'm going to see you again. Don't show me up like that, man. You're showing me up. And still some of those old school pitchers, man.
They're going to hit them, right, exactly.
All I know is I don't know what it feels like because I've never been hit. There might be some guys out there that have been hit by a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. I haven't. But I'm guessing it's got a little sting to it because when you throw it that hard, you have very little time to get out of the way after you step into a pitch. You know, when you start throwing around 100, which, by the way, he can throw at 100 too, you don't have a whole hell of a lot of time to do anything except hope it's in the strike zone and swing. Because you step into it, you're going to get hit. I mean, they can hit you. I don't know. I think I asked Conine one time. It's like, one of the pitchers, if those guys want to hit you, how accurate? He goes, 9 out of 10 times. Mm-hmm. They can hit us anytime they want.
Right.
Those guys, see that little strike zone? You step into it, they know where you are. They can hit you pretty accurately whenever
right.
they want.
I can imagine that. Now, Leiter will be able to tell us more on that, I'm sure, as well.
Big Al, man. Right. Yeah, Big Al's going to join us from MLB Network, and we'll talk to him and get his thoughts on that, because when he was playing, yeah, you throw, and then everybody, as soon as somebody got hit, the dugout, here come everybody from the bullpen. They're all running in, man. Like, what's going to happen here?
Right.
You know?
And by the way, a lot of people might not have heard it after the game, but this was Alcantara after the game, the quote I was talking about.
I just tried to go inside against him, you know, and I hit it. And I don't know why they all were thinking, like, every time we hit Acuña, it's purpose. We all tie pitching inside to him, and I keep throwing inside to him, no matter what happened. I mean, if he coming to me, I will get him. You know, it doesn't matter what happened. If he's ready to fight, I'm ready to fight too. Don't matter what happened.
That just juiced up. That just juiced up game two a little bit today. If you're wondering about, they're going to go at it again. Same time, same place. Pablo Lopez on the mound today. I thought Sanchez was pitching. It's Lopez who also pitched really well this year for the Marlins. One of those young arms we were talking about. But, yeah. It's always an interesting one on this stuff. I just like guys to have fun. There for a while, the NFL got way too serious. They finally loosened up. I give the commissioner and everybody credit for that, letting these guys have a little fun in the end zone. The kids
save
love
that
it.
Audio.
The kids love that, though. That's
of course
true.
They do.
It's a good point, Woody.
Old man Joe, right, yeah. That's it.
But I've always liked celebration. I see the kids, man. You know, you do something fun, and the kids, you see the kids the next day, and they're out playing at PE, and they catch one, and you see them doing that stuff, right? They're having fun with each other.
You want to have fun,
just,
Joe.
Hey, come listen, on. And it's marketing the sport, but this bat flip, I would love to see all the pitchers and ask them, all the young pitchers, old pitchers, relief, setup, starters, middle relief. I would love to ask all those guys, how do you feel about a guy watching his home run and flipping the bat and pointing towards his dugout? Not the pitcher's dugout, but his own dugout. I would love to know how you feel. A lot of guys still don't like it. Anyway, I'll tell you what I like. I like staying on time, man. I'm coming back here. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Hey, you can join us 305-567-0560. Got a lot of stuff coming up this morning. Bruce Bowen is expected to join us this morning.
The return of Bruce Bowen, correct.
At 8 o'clock. Did you get some Cuban music ready for him?
We're going to have to get some music.
Yeah, we got
to
get a little something. Yeah, I don't know if he's been coming back here much, but yeah. And then we're also going to have Al Leiter. Remember that game? I don't know if any of you guys remember that game against the Indians in front of 60,000 fans at now Hard Rock Stadium. Some of those views in the 60,000, they couldn't see part of the ballpark.
I mean, didn't matter. Right.
They didn't care. They were there, man. They were there for something special. Zach, what do you got for me this morning,
man? I want to remind people also, you listen here for Fantasy Football Reports weekdays. It's every day here on the show, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot, who's not, we'll tell you. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. So make sure you're listening here for all your fantasy football reports. We'll do those weekdays here. Let me tell you about my friends now at Diamonds Direct and what they've done. They've forever changed how people in South Florida are buying diamonds, buying engagement rings, buying all kinds of fine jewelry. This is the future of jewelry shopping right here. A massive selection at Diamonds Direct. No middlemen, direct importer prices, the most luxurious showroom you have ever seen. It is truly amazing what they've done there in Boca. They're right behind the Town Center Mall. Prepare to be blown away once you walk in there. You're not going to believe what it looks like in there. Because you walk into a normal jewelry store, and they have a great selection of stuff all over the place. Now imagine if you walked into one jewelry store, and you, I should say complex, not even a store, and you see 30 times the selection that you'll see at a normal jewelry store. That's what you're going to get at Diamonds Direct. Lowest prices on diamonds in the entire state. Remember, these folks used to be diamond wholesalers. Now they sell direct to the public. Every size diamond available, every shape, from 1 carat to 20 carat stones, highest possible quality. Case after case of diamond stud earrings and pendants and bracelets and eternity bands, colored gemstone jewelry, exquisite designer fashion jewelry, up to 30 times the selection of a typical jewelry store. Customer service off the charts, true diamond experts. They're going to educate you, guide you, help you right before you make that nice purchase. No pressure whatsoever. No phony pricing games. No outrageous markups like you see at other jewelry stores. Check them out in Boca, right behind the Town Center Mall. South Florida's only direct diamond importer. Yes, you heard that correct. Only direct diamond importer. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it. All right, folks, the Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of our friends at Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more information on that, go to fincu.com. And if you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets, log on right now to WQAM.com, the home of the Dolphins, is AM560, FM96.5, HG2, the Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
All right, and speaking of the Miami Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick, starting quarterback, heading to San Francisco, to Santa Clara, actually, to play the 49ers on Sunday, and we'll see what happens going forward. And the Tua watch and everything, they're all back to work today. They were off yesterday. And last night, I think we all stayed up till damn near midnight, and we had a chance, man. We had a chance last night, man. That thing was tight in the last couple of minutes. And as Eric Spoelstra said, they made the shots, made a couple of, got a couple of really nice offensive rebounds, and they hit the big shots. They hit some huge shots. You look at it, two of their guards get to the basket for layups, and then two big threes by Caldwell Pope and, of course, AD to kind of close it out last night in a crazy, crazy game. That it was man-to-man. I got you. You got me. After Jimmy Butler went off for 40, you knew this was going to happen, right? You knew it was going to be LeBron and AD on Jimmy Butler last night going, you can't go. And by the way he started, what were you thinking last night when he goes 5 for 5 to start the game?
Here comes another 40-banger.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
with AD on him too. Don't forget to add that in there. Well, that game started off with basically, if not the best defender on the team, you know, 1B to LeBron, Anthony Davis on Jimmy Butler to start the game. I was a little shocked by that.
Well,
I mean, I know it's sad because we lost, but what an unbelievable performance by that team yesterday. I mean, to rally. I mean, you got your starting point guard who's been one of maybe your second most important player all playoffs, who is trying everything he can to give it a go before the game. I mean, he's crying on the bench. Yeah, I mean, he looked like he's about to cry. The guy's been waiting his entire career to get to this point, though.
That's right.
So, like, it's understandable, but, I mean, to go out there shorthanded and take it to these guys and shake the Lakers like this, I mean, it's just I can't believe the Heat are doing this.
I thought last night, I know it's a loss and it sucks, but I was like, the way they competed, and I know, listen, man, I know for everybody out there going, shut up, Joe, it's wins or losses, man. You either win or you lose. But they played their ass off, man, and
they
had
did.
A chance.
And Lakers are massive favorites in these games, in this series. Star power usually wins in the NBA. They have that, dramatically over the Heat. It's just really what the Heat are doing is really incredible.
I think everybody thought, honestly, AD got called out in a big way after the last loss for getting in foul trouble and disappearing and didn't touch the basketball for the whole, seemed like the whole game. And so last night, the way they started, and I actually was listening to Van Gundy last night say, this is not good for the Miami Heat, that AD has got 8 at the half. And LeBron's got 8 at the half. Like, they're going to play a lot better in the second half. There's no way. Like, I've seen this show, and it ain't gonna shrink in the second half. And sure enough, they were two best players in the game in the second half, and supporting cast was good. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to, so don't go away. Got a lot of stuff with the Marlins. More on the Miami Heat. We'll hear from the coach and Jimmy Butler coming up. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins getting set. And we got a huge game Saturday night as the Canes will play the number one team in the country on the road, Clemson. Good times, man, for sports right now going on here in South Florida. So we're going to take a break. But I want to do something because I have guys come up to me all the time as we get older and we talk about our sex lives. And like, dude, man, if you slow, I go, yeah, I've slowed. Everybody's slowed down, man. We're in our early 60s. This is what goes on. We're in our late 50s. We're in our early 50s. So you know what I said? I'm going to bring on Dr. Haywood from Health Gains and talk to him. The doctor over there is fantastic. Dr. Haywood, good morning, and thank you for being with me, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Zach. Hey, Dr. Haywood from Health Gains. How are you?
Hey, Doc, we're doing great. We're getting over that loss on very little sleep last night, but that's all right, man, because we're going to roll right back here and try to get that next game. But, hey, Doc, I want to talk to you as we get older and we slow down. And to put it nicely, the bedroom performance really starts to slow. Talk a little bit about that, Doc. It's very normal for everybody.
Right. I mean, this is very common, you know, like – for men, especially as we get older, 60, I mean, some studies state that 50% of the population or more will have some decline in, you know, what we call erectile dysfunction. But I agree with you. I feel like every man, you hit 50, 60, 70, you're going to have decline in sexual performance. You know, yeah. You just can't really get around it. So you start at 15 years old until you're 70, you lost a few steps, if you want to admit it or not.
Right. Yeah, in sports terms, you do lose a couple of steps. That's what my wife said. Joe, you can't cover real well. You've lost your fastball. Hey, I was just curious, Doc. Give us some recommendations that you would tell men, some things that are working, that people are getting fantastic results with, especially at Health Gains.
All right. So, you know, at Health Gains, we do a really, really good job. We do a very comprehensive, precision, personalized, medicine-based approach to our patients. And my top three treatments will be the Gains Waves, the PRP injection, and the exosomes. Yeah. And the Gains Wave treatment is like, you know, you start looking to those companies and you know how the whole thing started. We know that erectile dysfunction, if you look into it, that's a pure blood flow problem. As you get old and over time, the blood flow to the penis decreases. So what they've done, they made Viagra Cialis and those treat symptoms. Right. They allow the smooth muscle in the penis to open up more to get more blood flow. But see, at Health Gains, we treat it with a problem-based approach. What's going on? So the Gains Wave is shockwave, and what that allows is your penis to make more blood vessels to increase the blood flow to the penis, okay? It's as simple as that. But a blood flow problem. The PRP was, like, excellent when it first came out a couple of years ago, but I thought the first stages of regenerative medicine. You know, a lot of bodies to heal itself with its own growth factors and, you know, stem cells. But, you know, that's part of a few thousand, Joe. You know, what we have now also is exosomes, more cutting edge, and this has billions of growth factors. They allow your body penis to heal itself. So if you put it in the penis, guess what? The smooth muscle heal itself. You're able to function like you did 20, 30 years before.
Right.
And to get more proof blood flow to the penis and to improve its sexual performance.
Hey, Doc, the other nice thing is these are all safe solutions, which I really like. Hey, I always wonder, Doc, what makes Health Gains any different than any of these other companies that are all over the place now? What, for you, what makes Health Gains different?
Man, you know, I find Health Gains, man, we're really cutting edge, and we just definitely have a more comprehensive approach, and we're really leading on regenerative medicine right now. I mean, we have an experienced medical team that offers you closer vision and support. You know, we completely customize competition of sexual wellness and an anti-aging program to ensure your success. And we offer a lot of many treatments. I mean, and you come in, we get a patient comment with you. We got labs, we run a penis ultrasounds. We're doing treatments unlike anybody else around.
Well, I got to tell you, Doc, it's great stuff. And I wanted to have you on because I know a lot of guys out there really shy. They want to learn more about this stuff. It's safe. Everybody always asks me, is this stuff safe? Of course it's safe. You're going to love the facility. Doc, I want to give the number out here, and I want to thank you for coming on, 305-340-2282, or visit healthgains.com, and you can get $150 off on your treatment. Listen, Doc, thank you so much for talking for just a few minutes. I will see you next week. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Joe. You have a good day.
All right. Dr. Haywood from Health Gains talking a little bit about things that guys are going through and some real, real safe ways that work, and you'll get unbelievable results. Make sure you check it out. Health Gains is an unbelievable place, and the facility is just state-of-the-art, man. It'll make you feel good. We got to go to break. We'll be back in just a moment.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, let me start by saying we have Twitter beef to get to here today that we have to follow up on from yesterday. Joe, I know I told you this morning that things had calmed down. That is not the case. We'll get to that in a little bit here. Are you excited?
Go ahead. I have no idea what you're talking about, so go ahead.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, but we'll get to that in just a little bit here. I'm going to get some headlines first. How about this for a radio payday? Howard Stern is nearing a deal with SiriusXM that is expected to pay him $120 million a year.
Wow. Wow.
He's on a deal that pays him between $80 and $100 million. And looking to get up to 120 here. He is 66, by the way.
Getting one last contract. God bless him, man. Going strong.
What do you do with that kind of money?
Oof.
Like, if you're Howard Stern.
Count it. What do you do, man?
Count it.
That's a weird problem to have, but, like, you're 66. What do you do with that kind of money?
So he obviously loves what he does because he could have retired, like, 10 years ago. And somebody said, some guys that know him said he is a workaholic. He, like, still puts in a ridiculous amount of hours every day on his shows. So, fact that that's what he likes doing, man. He can go anywhere. He gets invited to anything and likes what he does. Anyway, what else you got?
All right, speaking of SiriusXM, on the Pat McAfee show, Aaron Rodgers made an appearance on the show. And look, Aaron Rodgers, Joe, you're a big fan of his. He's been getting dogged for a few years here, but is having a great season so far this year. He's on pace to have almost 5,000 yards and over 50 touchdowns here. His career best season, do you remember which one that would be?
No.
2011, 4,600 yards and 45 touchdowns. So he is looking like he could be on pace to have his best ever season here. At age 36, here's Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show.
Every team is different. Every year is different. And, you know, circumstances in any year which allow you to have more success or make it more difficult for success just kind of depends on the situation. It does help being in the second year, for sure. I feel a lot more comfortable. But, you know, I sometimes laugh when people talk about, you know, down years for me, because a lot of times down years for me are career years for most quarterbacks.
That was awesome. I am so happy you said that.
Hey, it's just the facts, bro.
It's just the facts, bro.
Oh.
It is true. I mean, I think he
gets a little salty recently in the last few years. Like, I mean, he's got to be looking at the other guys' weapons that they have, number one. And number two, that they drafted a guy in the first round. It's just, so I just think he's tired of hearing about all these other quarterbacks, and I am sure he really believes that he is as good or better than all of them.
Yeah, I think so, of course. I think he still thinks he's the best quarterback in the league, probably, or close to it.
Well, he is one of them.
He's playing like it right now.
That's a special little fraternity, man, whoever you like. And God bless Josh Allen, man. Jeez.
All right, we had a cryptic tweet here, guys. Maybe you could help us figure this one out here. So, Bill O'Brien, obviously gone in Houston. J.J. Watt goes on Twitter and posts a picture of NRG Stadium, but it has the roof open. He's standing on the field in this picture. It has the roof open and the sun shining right through the opening of the stadium. There was no caption on the tweet, just the picture of the sun shining through, and interestingly enough, they said that roof hasn't been open for like 6 years for a game.
Oops. God.
So do you guys have any idea what he could have meant by that?
Yeah, so my take is, especially when other players on other teams are ripping the former head coach, that nobody liked him. Mm-hmm. That he lost his team. And even the ownership and the son realized, what am I doing?
Right.
Like we made some mistakes. We've been out of touch with our team and our players. They turned on him. Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Not good.
Right.
Not good.
Whoops.
All right, guys, into the NBA bubble we go. Nice story here. Russell Westbrook, this was tweeted out yesterday. Russell Westbrook left an $8,000 tip to the Grand Floridian housekeepers when the Rockets left the bubble. They were the last team to leave that bubble. There was also reports that Russell Westbrook cleaned his own room and left the room spotless when he left. Now, by the way, I'm not for. Isn't that the whole point of going to a hotel, to like leave it messy? To just live like a pig while you're there, isn't that?
I just think it's pretty cool that the guy left a huge tip.
Yeah,
and stay
nice.
There. I'm guessing a lot of guys, you know, everybody's different on the tip thing for hotel rooms, but I was glad to see that, man. That's nice.
So one more thing, by the way, Scottie Pippen apparently had a heart attack when he saw the $8,000 tip. We'll check on Scottie later on.
You're a bad guy. Just a bad man.
No tipping. I mean, he was just, when he heard $8,000, he goes, wow, I haven't tipped that in my life.
Westbrook, $20. What are you doing?
Yeah.
$20 a day. That's not $8,000.
Do you that, Joe? Do you leave tips in hotel rooms?
I do.
I don't know. I'm being serious here. I don't know what the etiquette is on that.
I don't.
I personally don't, but
right.
Obviously.
I don't think I do either.
I do. It's fine.
Well, yeah, of course you do. You're you know.
Go ahead, say it.
No, I'm not saying anything.
To say it.
I have nothing to say about
it. Everything's back to money. Go ahead.
Just wish for
it's killing.
Guy with such expensive taste, you would have sent me to a nicer hotel.
All right.
What else you got, man? Get off that real quickly.
Tipping at hotels. By the way, I've been to hotels that have left envelopes in the room that ask for a tip.
For the tip, right. Yeah.
Rip that thing up. All right. One more story here. Not really a story, but a situation here that we have found ourselves in. A little Twitter scuffle here. Joe, you went after Craig Minervini pretty good yesterday. I mean, it got vicious.
I'm not big on Craig.
Well, let's
set
this thing up. Let me set it up really quick here, Joe. So basically, Craig Minervini came out and tagged a couple of local TV stations and said, you guys aren't covering the Marlins enough here. And the Marlins are a good story, no question. Steve Shapiro wrote back and said that he requested 6 different players and was only able to get a player that wasn't even part of the rotation, basically. And so, you know, he said that he's been trying to cover the team. We said yesterday, I've sent multiple requests to the team to try to get people on. And so someone who has been trying to continue this beef here at Tuttle on radio, Zach, do you see this account? They have been trying to add a little fuel to this thing here. They tweeted to Minervini multiple times yesterday. And so they said this person wants Craig to come on the show. Craig responded, they would have to ask first. Always amazed at guys who give their opinions out. Don't like it when someone voices an opinion. And to that, Craig, I would say that you're not voicing an opinion. The fact is that multiple outlets down here reach out all the time and have no luck. So there you go. Mm.
Yes, plus he works for the team.
Yeah.
Twitter beef.
Like, stop.
Are we bringing him on? What are we doing here?
I have Craig on. I don't have anything against Craig. It's just this Marlins thing. Like, we don't get enough. Oh, we don't get enough coverage. I'm this and that. And like, Craig, people are going to like certain things, man. Not everybody likes everything on the menu, number one. Number two, it's a great story. Number three, nobody's getting any help in the media from the team. So, you know, and this is go around two, you know, and I'm not getting between he and Adam Cooperstein went after him last time. But he's entitled to his opinion. I'm entitled to give it back what I think about, you know, again.
But it's not really something to have an opinion on. It's kind of
it's
fact,
new.
Isn't it? Like,
that's the thing. It's not a new thing. This has been going on for over a decade.
Like, the Marlins sent out a text asking people to talk about the team and said we'd be happy to provide guests if you're interested.
By the way,
I wrote back and
that?
Said that'd be great. We'd love to have some guests. Let me know who you're thinking. And I heard nothing back. the entire week. So
well, that's the other thing. At least Tim Donovan or those guys go, hey, man, I can't help you right now. Right, it's, right. It's crazy. This guy didn't even call you back.
I think this guy's like, get all the facts before he
like,
jumps
the girl, Dara, like you called Dara, like with stuff, she never calls you back. Like you can't get a hold of her. It's just, it gets frustrating.
You happy?
It's just not yourself. What the hell are you doing? I call her.
Not anymore.
Only time she gets back to me, she's a big Dolphin fan and she's upset about something. She texts me. I called a caller about an account, and it's like it's a foreign language. You know, it's nothing to do with me.
Maybe
new,
it's you.
New
you
new
think
phone,
that's possible?
Everything's me.
New phone, who does?
You sound like my wife and my daughter. It's like, right. It's always you.
Yeah, my phone rings, and it says Joe Rose. I cringe.
Oh, that's nice. That's real nice.
You want something really cringe-worthy
right
now?
I'm sorry. He's not going to call me for a week now.
We have NFL news that's not good.
What?
Stephon Gilmore has tested positive for the coronavirus. Team is not expected to practice today. Facility might be closed in New England.
Wow.
Tom Pelissero from the NFL.
And by the way, that out. The way Stephon Gilmore played against Kansas City, I mean, that, by the way, I know nobody's talking about because they lost. He played his ass off.
Right.
Forcing fumbles and batting footballs down. Those poor Kansas City receivers.
Right,
oh,
right,
no.
Right.
No, not me.
Not good for the Patriots at this point.
Anything else bad you want to report to really make this thing crash?
No, I'm okay for now. I was laughing at Joe's stuff. We could replay Joe's stuff. That was funny.
Well, that was inside, though. That was inside sales stuff.
I know. I like that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that hadn't been very nice is like when the salespeople, when they said told them to stay home, you had no idea they'd never get back to you. Like, when they meant stay home, it's like, don't bother me, man. It's unbelievable.
Why don't you try calling from your landline number? They won't know the number. Maybe they'll answer.
I tried both. That's funny you said that. I tried both thinking, well, maybe she's used to one number. Well, the other one will pop up and say my name. No.
Well, what would you have said, though, if she answered the landline? Like, what would you say there? Like, are you ducking me?
She apparently was busy at lunch, dinner, during the day, night. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
You got to understand, Joe is used to people clearing their schedules for him.
Oh, God. Do you ever stop? You're such a whiny. God, stop. Stop with the shots. Get back to Minervini, please.
Gilmore's initial positive test was on Tuesday, by the way. Patriots learned the result. Gilmore underwent additional tests and a rerun. That's the new protocol in the NFL. It's confirmed.
COVID-19.
Right, it's confirmed he's a new positive case.
Wow.
They're not practicing today, and Bill Belichick's video conference has been rescheduled.
Well, Belichick will be safe, whatever the hell he was wearing over his face.
Right.
What is he wearing, by the way? Is he wearing like a gator with like a mask underneath it? Like,
I don't know what
man,
that
it looks like he's wearing a diaper on his
safe,
face.
Man. He's going to be the last one laughing.
Yeah, he's never going to get it.
He let a takeaway, though, for his defense get away, man, because they got robbed on a call. Mahomes, that was – those don't happen very often. Yeah, that was – I'm sure he's still PO'd about that. All right, we got Bruce Bowen expected to join us coming up. We'll talk Bruce coming up in just a few minutes, man. And right now I want to tell you about Andy Cagnett at Transworld Business Advisor. So, thinking about selling your company, huh? You've been talking about it, what's been going on the last 4, 5, 6 months. You're concerned. You just want to get out. You've been doing it your whole life. Employees are driving you nuts. You're ready to sell, retire for good, or you want to do something different. Want to find out what your company's worth and get the process started. There's one company to go to, Transworld Business Advisors. They are the largest business brokerage in the world, and they happen to be right here in South Florida. And I don't care what size your company is, whether it's 50,000 to 50 million, you need to call Transworld. They're really, really good. They'll find buyers for your company. Hey, listen, when you have 600 brokers and 200 offices around the world, you can create competition for your business. On top of that experience, how about 40 plus years in the business? You're going to love dealing with these guys. Sit down and get it started today if you're serious. You want to find out what your company's worth? Want to find out more about Transworld? Call them at 954-305-504-8100. That's 504-8100. Or just visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com. I can't say enough of great things about Andy Cagnett, who's one of the greatest people I've ever met. You're going to love dealing with him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.